Thank you, Commodore Gautam Marwah. Commodore Gautam Marwah, the commanding officer of INS Balsura. Eminent speakers from the academia and industry and participants of this very important workshop, a very good morning. It is indeed a pleasure for me to inaugurate the third annual workshop on artificial intelligence. While theoretical footings of artificial intelligence have existed over the last six decades, the idea was merely a subject of science literature. In the last two decades, due to the convergence of three enabling developments, the availability of big data sources, improvements to machine learning approaches, and increase in computer processing power. This growth has advanced the state of narrow AI, which refers to algorithms that address specific problem sets like game playing, image recognition, and navigation. Most experts agree that we have time to go to develop general AI, which refers to systems capable of human-level intelligence across a broad range of tasks. I am reminded of the famous computer scientist and technology entrepreneur, Andrew Ng, who mentioned that artificial intelligence is the new electricity. AI today is poised to revolutionize many industries, including defense technology, and like electricity, will transform many aspects of our day-to-day lives, as did electricity, which transformed transportation, defense, and healthcare, and many other sectors over a century ago. It is beyond doubt that artificial intelligence is a disruptive technology of the current era. Systematic research and extensive commercial investments in the past decade substantiate this. Recent developments in AI suggest that it will have a deterministic and potentially transformative influence on military power. It has already started reshaping the functioning of militaries in many ways and is deemed to be in a position to transform future warfare. AI could facilitate autonomous operations, lead to informed decision making, and shorten the OODA loop, that is the observe, orient, decide, and act loop, as also increase the speed and scale of military operations. Most analysts agree that AI will have an evolutionary, if not revolutionary, effect on warfare. Militaries are engaged in AI research in the field of intelligence gathering, analysis, logistics, cyber operations, command and control, and a variety of semi-autonomous and autonomous vehicles. China released a plan in 2017 to capture the global lead in AI by 2030. Russia is not very far behind. In insofar as we are concerned, what is it that the government of India has done? So the Ministry of Commerce and Industry constituted the Task Force on AI for Indian Economic Transformation in August 2017, which recommended creation of a national AI mission as a nodal agency for coordinating AI and the related activities in India. In Feb 2018, the Department of Defense Production of the Ministry of Defense constituted a task force for strategic implementation of AI for national security and defense to study the future use of AI in defense applications. Subsequently, in Feb 2019, after about a year precisely, the Defense AI Council was set up under the chairmanship of the Defense Minister, who was assigned the task of providing strategic direction towards the adoption of AI in defense. The Defense AI Council is intended to guide the partnership between the government and the industry. It also envisions the formation of the Defense AI project agency, or the DIPA, as a central executive body. Its service headquarters have been directed to earmark almost about 100 crore rupees from the budgetary allocation for development of AI-specific applications over the next 5 years towards implementation of the recommendations of the AI Task Force. Thus, our own ADESI has commenced on a positive note, but still is in a stage of infancy. The Indian Navy established a center of excellence in this niche technology in 2019 with a vision to provide leadership, best practices, research, support and training on AI and BDA technologies. Over the last 2 years, the Navy has accorded impetus to adoption of these technologies, notably the AI-based predictive maintenance system and the AI-based learning management system. The road ahead, however, has many thorns to be tread in the absence of an enabling ecosystem. Access to actionable data, robust data network, reliable repository and regulations, resident subject experts, academia, industry participation, and information security are challenges that will need to be overcome and need to be taken head on. I'm sure that this workshop will provide an opportunity for all of us to not only understand this niche technology, but also its application, not only in the naval domain, but in all matters military. I must compliment the organizers of the workshop for carefully choosing the theme and the sub-themes, especially on cyber risks and vulnerabilities, which promises to address the concerns related to adoption of AI technologies. I extend my compliments to the professionals and experts from the industry and the academia who are participating in this workshop to share their experience and insights with the naval community. I'm given to understand that there has been active participation, as the commanding officer Valsura mentioned, with nearly 500 personnel having logged in live from various units in the country, and some of them submitting very well and researched papers. I'm sure that the workshop will have definite outcomes at the end of the workshop for us all to chart a concrete way ahead. Thank you. I wish everyone and all the participants and the paper presenters the very best and a very engaging session subsequently in the Q&A. Wish you all the very best. Shonavarun Jai Hind.